Florida A&M student, Donald Trump deserves credit for progress at historically black colleges. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 1, 2020. Florida A&M University student Kryani Watson told Breitbart News that Donald Trump has made great progress for historically black colleges and universities, HCBU, and you've got to give the man some credit. Watson spoke to host Alex Marlowe for a Wednesday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily. In Washington, D.C., I had the opportunity to work with a Republican representative. This is my first experience with the conservative movement, and I was just blown away, said Watson. So I had the idea to bring that same energy back to my university in Tallahassee. I recently hosted a debate with college Democrats, college Republicans, Turning Point USA, and the NAACP, and it was a great turnout, added Watson, who is working to open the first PUSA chapter at Florida A&M University, a prominent historical black university, HBCU. Listen below. I personally think he's making progress, said Watson of President Donald Trump. The first thing that I looked into, especially at my university, is how he recently signed for HBCUs to be permanently funded. That directly impacts us, as HBCU students. And that's something that cannot be said for the last administration, she added. I mean, you've got to give the man some credit. Watson added that she feels the president has done a lot for the black community, but that if someone mentions the president on campus, all ears are shut off. They're not receptive to it, said Watson. They're really open to the idea of learning more about whatever you have to say. If you're trying to get their attention, the last thing you want to mention is the president. So, how does it go for you? Asked Marlowe. Was it a big deal when you came out as a conservative? Watson told Marlowe that she was attacked by fellow classmates on Twitter after they discovered that she had conservative views. This summer, I said something about this president on Twitter and my school definitely was not receptive of it, said Watson. They were calling me sellout, they were saying I was brainwashed. They were saying all these things, and the tweets just would not end. Watson added that nonetheless, she finds that when people know her as a person, it doesn't matter to them which political side she's on. I find, when people know who you are, and people know what you stand for, and when people know what good you're doing, I feel like your political stance, or your political side doesn't really matter, said Watson. The people I realize that are receptive to what I'm saying are people that really know what I do, she added. They know what I do on campus, they know that on Sunday I'm at church, they know that on Saturdays I'm in the community. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.